you've tuned into Bite Size for the last 3 days, you'll realise that we've been thinking about God's great mercy towards us. His great mercy in giving us living hope. We've had a new birth and we've been joined to Jesus Christ, who has been born again himself in the sense that he's in his resurrection body now. And we too have been given spiritual new birth, a living hope of eternal life. We have been born into a new family, God's family, so we have an imperishable inheritance waiting for us. And none of this can be taken away because we are guarded by God's power for that wonderful salvation kept in heaven for us. Now, I hope your response to this over the last 3 days, as we've looked at these verses and near the start of 1 Peter, is to rejoice, because that's what these verses are written for. They're written to make Christians rejoice as we remember our amazing blessings that God has given us in the Lord Jesus Christ, the results of our new birth that we have been given. Listen to 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 6. It's the next verse we're looking at. Here's what Peter writes. And you rejoice in this. That's all those mercies that God has shown us. You rejoice in this, even though now, for a short time, if necessary, you suffer grief in various trials. Rejoice. You could be forgiven for thinking that we're back in Philippians, couldn't you? The previous bite-sized series, a letter characterized by Paul encouraging those he was writing to rejoice. But of course, that isn't just a Pauline theme. It isn't just a Philippians theme. It's a biblical theme for God's people. We're to rejoice in our salvation, such a great salvation that we have received from God in and through Jesus Christ. We need to constantly be reminded of how good God has been to us, how gracious, how kind, how merciful, in giving us the wonderful gift of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and all the benefits that we have in him. We need to constantly bring those things back to mind, feed our hearts on them so that we know joy. We need to, because the fact is that in this life, as Peter points out here, we suffer grief in various trials. Peter points out that they're just for a short time, although often when we're in them, they feel like a long time. From God's perspective, they're short, and one day from our perspective in eternity, they will be short. But now they can seem long and hard and difficult. The wonderful thing about God's word is that it recognizes that even though as Christians we do know joy and we are to feed that joy so that we genuinely do rejoice in our salvation, it doesn't remove the fact that we suffer, that we go through trials that produce grief. Of course we do. Listening to this, that may well be true of you at the moment, and it's tough. That's why the Bible constantly draws God's people back to what we have been given in Jesus Christ. Yes, we know grief. We know trials, we know difficulties. Some of them are difficulties and trials that are common to every human being who lives on this planet, whether they're a Christian or not. Others are more specific to the Christian. You may be going through some suffering, some trial, because you name the name of the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and your King. And you get stick for that in your family or at work or from friends. They poke fun. Perhaps you're discriminated against even sometimes. If you're living to this in another country where things are a lot harder, you may be persecuted for us. And maybe that's coming one day for us in the West too. These things are real. But joy is real. Rejoicing is real as we remember what we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. So don't forget what you have in him. Constantly remember the goodness of what God has given you in the Lord Jesus Christ.